Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This week on Climate and Community, we continue the conversation with Johanna Blackman, Executive Director of A Climate to Thrive, and Kathleen Sullivan of Freeport Climate Action Now, about the climate leaders conversation they facilitated in early May. The conversation was organized to bring together Maine climate leaders to share how they are experiencing the challenges of this moment and to envision the future we are collectively working to create.
My name is Johanna Blackman, and I am the executive director and a founding member of A Climate to Thrive. Speaking for myself, my goals were pretty basic in that I wanted to provide a space for the incredible people doing this work right now that I felt was needed and wasn't there yet. And so my hope was that the people who came would leave the event feeling grounded in a moment that can be very disorienting and connected to a community and a web of action that's larger than just themselves, resourced, and with a way to continue to resource them by tapping back into that community, and with some inspiration after having articulated a vision together.
My name is Kathleen Sullivan, and I am the coordinator of Freeport Climate Action Now. All of nature is interconnected, and we're just one part of it. There's the fog and the moss and us, and we're all the same. And in a sense, that's what we did together when we had this meeting of climate leaders. We enacted our interconnectedness. And when we work separately, we are enacting the old model of the individual self. And that doesn't feel very enlivening. So to enact this interconnectedness that we're trying to teach people about by teaching about how climate change happens and how our sense of separateness from the environment enables climate change to get even worse. It's fascinating to me that we need to do this in the same form, this work together, and we haven't been.
Kathleen sees opportunities like this as a way to build a sustainable movement. I asked Johanna how intentional conversations about the present and the future of climate action might determine the direction of this work in Maine.
In terms of long term for the climate movement in Maine, I think our goal was to see how the impact of a space like that might reverberate in the weeks following as these people, each of whom is doing a lot of work in that space in Maine, went back out and did their work. And how would there be echoes? What might those look like? And what might that say about the need for more spaces like this?
From start to finish, Johanna and Kathleen were heartened by the energy people brought to the space and by how it evolved throughout the afternoon.
There was a feeling in the room from the moment that people entered of both excitement and openness that felt unique to me. And then looking around as folks were sharing in their small groups and just feeling this sense of our fondness for each other and seeing that on people's faces was very powerful. And then watching people leave and watching people linger and talk, and again, that just feeling of considerable fondness and care for each other and connection was quite striking for me.
The surprise is in how much agreement there was, how universal the theme of we need to be a community that supports each other. We need to think about everything we're doing on the level of community, both the work as community and us as community, and how much people were willing to say that they needed each other. So at the end, we all stood and looked at each other. And then each person went around and said what they were taking away. And what I saw was energy in their faces. There was kindness and softness. There was joy. And there was people who came without a lot of sense of hope, said they felt hope. Now, we never talked about hope. And we talked about the hardest of things. And yet people felt hope. Wow.
Well, this was a standalone event. Kathleen and Johanna recognize the desire and need for spaces like this right now. Johanna shared some suggestions for folks who want to get involved or host their own similar community conversation.
I would say certainly look to resources like Joanna Macy's work and the work that reconnects and come together with others to create an intentional space to show up as your full selves and to start with connecting to how you're feeling in this moment as opposed to starting with vision. And certainly reach out and join us. And I know that this is a big state. So I think that the more that people are creating these spaces, and it feels really audacious right now, but hitting pause, even if it's just for a couple of hours, to reflect together and to connect to that fully human experience and then vision from that place is a really fruitful way to spend some time.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.